So we've got a shayla. If someone pushes you into buying something, is that a shayla of ganeva? You get a good salesperson, person's very pushy, he knows how to do it. Or let's say a person's selling sforim. So he has a sefer and he comes around to you and he says, oh, you're going to love this sefer. This is the sefer you want. Yeah, it's only £15. This is here. And you say, I haven't got money on me. It's fine, it doesn't matter. You can always put it into my account. But when, you know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about when someone's showing that it's taka good. I'm talking about where he's been more pushy. Is there any shayla if, let's say, a customer comes and you push him into something, not stomach, you know, show him the option, but you're pushy, you know what I'm talking about. That, the Pisrei Choshen, he's got a chiddush, I think it's a chiddush, but the Maaseh, he writes that there should be a shayla of Geneva. That's what he wants to say. He says it's not a... Oh, so it's like a chamsa. Like a chamsa, pushing selling house. He says, just like you find that is a problem to push someone to sell something, which I've already mentioned, the Gemara, even if you give money, there's a problem of forcing someone to sell. Similarly, to force someone to buy is a chiddush. If Yaakov Bloy wants to be mechadish, it would apply to forcing someone to buy something of
you. Having a sell.
Sorry?
Pressure
on the gift. Oh, so I can see it. This is an interesting topic.
So
if a person... Let's say a person feels... call it threatened, not threatened.
What is threatened?
Really pushed to give to a moisa, is that considered the same? It's not exactly the same, in that it's a moisa which is stocker, which in Gemara, I read in the times of Gemara, they used to force people to give stocker. It's a bit different. That's a topic in itself. It's a good topic. But the moisa is a bit different to a person who wants to sell a product. To sell your product and be pushy, or to push your customer into something which is, you know, there's two sides of the story, that would be a shayla of Geneva, which is in the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. It's an interesting chiddush, which he writes. I know that he's got there's a bit of a to-do about this shayla. Is it nichlal in Geneva? You haven't stolen anything. Is it the same as Mechira? Okay, let's move on to the next shayla. We've got here a very interesting... firstly, just a quick nekuda about... you know, in Eretz Yisrael... Okay, it's not negeta, so I'm going to be very brief. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, do you know the Rechov Panameiras?
Yeah.
And you know Rechov Sirotkin? They are basically parallel, sort of, but they're ones, their Panameiras are really high, and Sirotkin goes round and round and round. Sorry, part of it is. And if you want to go from the top to the bottom, from Panameiras all the way down to Sirotkin, you have to climb, you have to go down loads and loads of stairs. And what you can do with certain parts of it is you can go through a building and take the lift. So the shayla is, if let's say it's really hot, it's 38 degrees in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to go into one of the kinisas down in Sirotkin, take a lift all the way up to the 12th floor in Sirotkin, and then make your way down to Panameiras, and then Shalom Yisrael. It's an interesting shayla. And this shayla is discussed in the Mechas Yitzchok. Others mention this in the Kuda, and they say, that's not so poshut. You're taking something which you haven't got a right to do. That's a nekuda which is mentioned by Nagea to the... you can walk up the stairs, that's not such a shayla, because there's very little hakpata, unless they start seeing they have to do something about it. But for that, they would have to write a sign. But to use their services without permission would be a shayla. You can speak to the Vada Bais. Exactly. Money goes wrong, sure. There's cost, there's services. Then you've got a shayla, which you've got interesting shayla. What would you say to a person who's a teacher in school? And there's a boy playing around with his calculator, playing around with his fidget spinner, and you already told him loads of times not playing with fidget spinners. But can you take it away from him? Isn't that Geneva? So Ramosha's got a Nakuda, Ramosha Feinstein already discusses that if it's Latsur Chinuch, that would be a heta, but he does say that you have to return it. He says that at least at the end of the year, you can't take it for good. Number one is you can't take it for good. Sometimes you can have a teacher, chevroman. Now, and you've ashkar for it, and if you lose it, says the children, Mishpatei Shalom, that if you lose it, yeah, you have to pay for it. There's been maises like this. I remember in school many maises. Yeah, they take it away and they lost it, whatever. It got lost somehow. And the maisa, the rabbi, it would be mechuyev. If you didn't keep it in a various, but in a normal place, you'd be mechuyev to pay out for the fidget spinner, whatever it is. Another shayla. I want to share with you another shayla. And this was a shayla we started yesterday, where some people, they like to go to children which are middle of playing, and they will take something away from them for play. And we discussed this yesterday, that l'chayah, that should be the issa of loisig noivo. The Gemara actually asks the kasha, why do you need the posuk of loisig noivo? You can learn it from other psukim. So the Gemara said, no, loisig noivo, you need it to tell you, even if you're going to return it, even if you're just doing it for fun. The Rambam's got a famous notion. He says, osa lignov deres choyk, oi lignov amunas lahachzi, that would be a problem. You should know, Avram Pam. You've heard of Avram Pam?
Avram Pam.
So he's got, Moshe, he's got a Torah Lemelech, he's got a sefer. And he writes, he's got a whole page, a hack about Nekuda, it bothered him. He says, Yesh Anoshim, that met their people, had going vim chayfetz michav rehem dech schoik, like in yeshiva sometimes. Or you have boys, which are bar mitzvah boys already, and you know it's like in school. You know, they're together the whole day. And you know, enough's enough, and you know, it's been a hard day. And they start taking away Yanim's bag, and they take away, they're just for fun. Come to the yeshiva, you take away that his food. And they do it for fun, but the Maisi, he's got a gansa zech to say that should be included, and he quotes this Gemara, so you know what is coming to tell you, I'm not to make it. So that's something to keep on, to keep into account, that there should be a shayla of take it shana asul, they could so have a good shayla. What happens if someone steals something from Yenim, just for fun, let's say he takes away, I don't know, it takes a safer away, yeah, just that for when his friend comes back and he says, oh, where's the safer? And he can't find it, right? Which, imagine you take the safer away from me, right? And then I'm looking for it. And for some reason, the safer, someone spilled coffee on it. Yeah, while you took it, someone take coffee, shkech meshi, right? Or let's say you come in a yeshiva, a Shabbos meal. You come, you got your whole meal there, you've gone to wash, and then your friend takes away the whole meal, and you start looking for it at night. The Ketzoi says, what happens if that meal, somehow, by onus, gets damaged? The Ksais wants to say that the guy's got such a din of a ganav, he's even mechuy ba'insim. It's literally this, to take away something, even for fun, says the Ksais, he's noita zoi, as we have a letia, and the retor is arrived from retor. Oh, what would be the other tzad? The other tzad is, it wouldn't be chai ba'insim, it'd be, I'm not sure what it would be, but to say a ganav is chai ba'insim, so the Ksais is masupik to say that it could be such a ganav. Even if he wants to return a minute later, that is chai ba'insim. If something ba'insim would go wrong, he'd be mechuyev. Okay, that's one thing to take into account when you get to that. Now, let's say you have a person.
I'm fitting the Mishkin sotra, at least to grab the esrogim of children.
You grab the esrogim from the. You grab the esrogim from them, yeah. And they used to
eat them.
used to eat them. You have to grab them. Okay, we'll have to work that out. Okay, that sounds like a good aura, potential aura there. I want to share with you, what would you say if, let's say, someone, this miser, that someone had a bike, and it was a good bike, and he never locked his bike, and his neighbour had this thing with him, that, you know, you need to lock your bike, it's a good bike, and you know, once he had the bike lying on the lamppost, and his neighbour comes along and says, I'm going to teach that boy a lesson, I'm going to take his bike, I'm going to keep it in my shed for a day, and will he learn his lesson? Because he took his bike away for a day. He had to walk to school the next day, Gansazach, right? He didn't have a bike. When he got his bike back, he learned his lesson. But there's one person that needs a lesson, is the neighbor. The neighbor needs a lesson to know that would be a neighbor, even if it's to teach him a lesson. unless you're a rebbe. But if a person's not a rebbe, this is already brought in the post game, that to do this, even if he, and let's say the bike gets stolen in the night, but oinus, the neighbor would be chai.
Is the father also?
Oh no, so father would have the same heta as a rebbe, as long as he's got the good intention, but there's no mitzvah on the neighbor to give over those messages. Maybe you can give out the other messages, but not those. Now you've got another one, a very interesting one. The geneva by holding back what is due to other people. So you've got this, in the mashal, I'll show you like this. This is so common. This is extremely common. A person comes over to your house and you ask him, can you fix my pipe? Okay, yeah, well, I can fix your pipe, yeah, we'll do it. You don't discuss the price, either because you're running out of time or because you can't bother getting stiffy with it, you can't be bothered. Start haggling, it's the price, not price, how much is it? Just do it, right? The miser, you know exactly what happens after that, right? After he does the price, he's all confident, it goes right, I'll send over £160. And you think, £160 for that? Yeah, I would have done it myself, but yeah, Geneva, this, that, yeah, you're coming, I'm an Israel. What do you mean, last time it was £90? Yeah, the problem with that, there's a massive problem. The problem is, there's a massive problem. Because really, if that is due to Yanim, than to hold back and start even bargaining him. Let's say you start kicking up a fuss, and he sees that you're a bit, you know, you're a bit hard on him, and he settles for less, and really didn't have to settle for less. That's also geneva. So it's a chap. Sometimes you feel, you know what, let's get him down £20, I'll feel good. But that's not so geshmat. Chot Chaim writes, and Sfas Tomim, I think
after, before he's done
the job. After he's done the job. Before, that's what Chot Chaim writes. Chot Chaim, listen to this. Chot Chaim says, I'm going to give everyone an eitzah that everyone should do. He says, hundreds of times a year, so you're right, yeah, people need services being done in his house or taking taxis and everything. And he says, always make a prize before, because if you don't, what always happens is both sides feel bitter. And then it's very difficult to work out what the halacha is. And if you try getting him down, then afterwards it's a bit of a problem. And I must tell you, I myself had a story. I remember once, I learned a lot from this. Ataka didn't make a price at the beginning. And he comes along afterwards and he tells me it's £160. And I went white in the face, £160? I couldn't believe it. I knew by Eric how much these sort of things cost. I thought maybe 120, this 160 is quite a lot. Anyway, so I did say at the time, it was a long time ago, I said, can we settle for 140? So he said, yeah, it's okay, 140. I gave him £140. And then what happened to Maisa is, I looked at the sugya a few months later, I was looking at the sugya again. I said, is it that posher? I saw this Chofetz Chaim, they were doing it in Dirushul. And I saw this Chofetz Chaim, and said, it's not posher. After he's done a job, and he tells you what is sort of the price, if that's the price, and you can't really get him lower. So I went over to him, I said, you remember that story that you said it's 160? He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, I bargained you down to 140. I said, you know, really, I've got the shiner here. Hang on a second, you know, if it's really 160, I want to pay another 20. So he said, no, listen, you didn't ask me before. Had you asked me before, I would have said 140. You didn't ask me before, I tried my luck. 160, you should know, the Chofetz Chaim himself writes,
yeah.
He says, if you do this Eitzah,
yeah,
you'll get it cheaper because he'll show you, because you're showing him that I can go to someone else. That's what you write, and you get so practical. He says, Lemaisa, it's always worth deciding on the price before, and I think it's not a posh, it's just red ois. What the red ois is, that if you don't red ois before a price, then what can happen afterwards, any bargaining is a real shadow of geneva. That's what you write to. Because if the going rate is really 160, and you get him down to 140, that's really shalik, just because you can't be bothered already. You know, he's not interested in start haggling with the £20, right? But etzem, that £20 is geneva, if that's the going rate. So, got a very, very fine nusach over there. A very fine nusach. If you say after the service, is that your best price? That could be better. If it goes down to 140, that could also be a nusach. But if you push him to go lower, and he sees, look, what should I do after this? Well, I've got another job soon. And what, is it going to start haggling another £20? But really doesn't want to. That is a shayla of geneva. So Rebbe is not so keen on that. If after the service is done and he's got a price, that is a real, not common, it's right. It must happen every single day in town. Every single day there must be a service. The guy comes along, he fits in, he installs something, a bit of a cupboard, and he says, right, it's £80. £80? What? You did this one for 60? The haggling after service is done is very, very shredded.
Very shredded. You never asked him. He expects you to do that.
Yeah, that's what Chofetz Chaim is saying. The haggling after is very dodgy. That means. Okay, so you have to know if you're. So I guess.
Oh, white face on? Sorry.
Okay, yeah, it does depend. We've got to know exactly the case, because every case is different. But the mice, the concept, which the Chofetz Chaim puts very sharp down.
He said,
sure, that's true. Yeah, you're right. That's also fair. You can see. You don't always know. You don't always know what it's going to be. Yeah, okay, now that's true. That's also fair. But if, you know, if out of the blue, after the haggle is a bit of a difficult one. That's quite a choshev halacha, which the Chofetz Chaim makes it very clear that's worth doing it before, because afterwards is a bit of an issue. Then you've got a very, you've got this, when it comes to a loan, if a person borrows money and it doesn't pay back on time, so that would be a shaila of oishuk, which is also the same thing as geneva. And they used to say, Chaske Levenstein, he used to say that if a person borrowing from a gemach and it doesn't return it back on time, then really, it's Oishik. Oishik is the same as Geneva. It's Geneva from Arabim. So it's making sure that the person, obviously, he's got the money. If he's got the money to pay on time, then it's very important to pay on time. The stipler once borrowed money for, he made chasna for Einikel, and he himself, the day that came to the time of paying the gemach, he himself went and knocked on the door. The stipler was an old man already, and he paid back the money on time, and the person got shocked. What are you doing? You sent a shliach. No, prius mitzvah, prius chayv is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of paying up a chayv, just like there's a mitzvah to lend money. There's also a mitzvah to pay up. If you've got a mitzvah of tefillin, a mitzvah of sukkah, there's a mitzvah to pay up a chayv. Okay, and then you've got a shayla. I want to finish off this shayla. I find it fascinating. I don't know, my shayla, I find it funny that he's got, there's a person in town that he told me that he purchased an item worth £300. £300, okay, it got delivered, and he said, the person who purchased, the purchaser said, send me the invoice and I'll pay you straight away. I want to pay today, I'm happy to pay today. Maisa, at the end of the day, no invoice comes. Next day, he texts him, you know, have you got my email address? This is my email address, send me an invoice, I'm fine, I want to pay it straight away. You don't hear from him. Kitsa, I put this person on him, and he tells me, he's reminded the seller 5 times in the past few months. Please send me an invoice. I can't pay without invoice. I need the seder, right? Please send me an invoice. And then he met him. He met him outside the store, and he said, "Listen, you know what? I owe you money, and I want to get it off my shoulders. Please send me an invoice." He said, "Remind me on Monday, and then I'll try and get it done." Remind me on Monday to write the invoice. I'll try and send it to you. Because he turns around to me and says, "Listen, how far do you have to go? I want to pay it from day one, months ago, going back, I think about 8 months, Corona time, beginning of Corona." And he said, "I don't understand. It's been months like this. How far do I have to go? Am I mechuyav to pay? Listen, I'm happy."
No, he
can't do it. He's entitled. There's a regular entitlement. A person's entitled in this day and age. In this day and age, a person is entitled to say that he's not paying a penny till he gets it. It's very acceptable. Very acceptable. Okay, unless it's...
Okay.
They're very happy. The seller was also happy that he's only going to receive payments after he gives invoice. It's quite standard. It's quite standard. Yeah, tax reasons. He wants everything. He can't deal like that. Otherwise, the principle in his mind has got to get it. So he wants to know, how far does he have to go? You know, he's not paying without an invoice, right? So how far do you have to go? Remind him, or every week give him a reminder. Can he just say, forget it? Would he be mechuyav to pay this £300?
Sure, 100%.
This is a geshmak anoisa. So you got 100% mechuyav. There is a logic to say that he's not mechuyav. It's mechuyav, it's pashen, mechuyav, it's shach. Ksois on the sivas. It's a geshmak anoisa. I'm going to tell you. There is a sora to say that lemaisa is not mechuyav to go further. Mitzad that he hasn't yet finished his job. Okay, we're going to finish. We're going to have to finish our work. Okay, right. Let's have to finish our work.
Can I just ask a question? Can I make a short dirty? Yeah? Like I have to. Do I have to pay to have a hula?